Now, this is the steering wheel. It's used to steer the car. You got that? Steering wheel.
Steering wheel.
Yes, yes.
Now, what is that button?
Oh, that's the windshield wiper.
I don't make fun of your accent. Why do you make fun of mine?
I don't have an accent.
You do in Hungary.
Do you want to learn how to drive?
Yes. Now, what is that thing?
Oh, that's the horn.
You blow a pretty good horn. Now, what are those things down there?
Oh, this is the gas pedal. That's the brake, and here's the automatic transmission.
Gas pedal, the rake, and the automatic transgression.
No. Gas, brake, automatic transmission.
What did I say?
Who knows? Look, Lisa.
Mr. Douglas, I got something very important to tell you. There's a man.
Later, Ab, I'm taking a driving lesson.
What man?
He's from the wholesale house, and he's out in the apple orchard, and he wants to talk to you.
Oh, that must be Mr. Collins. He said he'd be here today.
Well, what about my driving lesson?
Oh, this is important. Mr. Collins wants to talk to me about buying my apple crop.
Well, what do I do in the meanwhile?
Here. Practice putting on your lipstick in the rearview mirror.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Very good-looking fruit, Mr. Douglas.
Thank you, Mr. Collins.
You know, I almost didn't come by your place this year.
Why not?
Well, I've been coming by here for 4 years to look at your apples, and it's always been a waste of time.
Well,
But I guess you had to get lucky sometimes.
No, it's not luck. You see, I've done a lot of things differently this year. I proved...
Well, whatever. My firm will take your entire crop, $2.25 a bushel.
Oh, hey, well, that's a deal.
Can you deliver them in 2 weeks?
Oh, that shouldn't be any problem. We'll start picking next week, and,
Mr. Douglas, is somebody honking for you?
Oh, no, that's my wife. She's practicing horn blowing.
What?
I'm teaching her how to drive.
You have my deepest sympathy.
Lisa, guess what happened?
How does that sound?
Fine.
That was right-handed.
You know what, Mr. Collins?
That was left-handed.
Will you stop blowing the horn? Don't you want to hear what happened? Mr. Collins bought my whole apple crop.
Your whole crop? Holy Toledo! We're rich, rich, rich!
Eb,
now you can get me all the things I never had. A Mary Poppins pencil box, Rudy Valley records, striped thermal underwear, a trip to Europe.
Eb, I'm not getting you anything.
Fine thing. That's the thanks I get for all my years of loyalty. You're rich, rich, rich! I get nothing, nothing, nothing.
Right, right, right. Now get back to work. Lisa, this is the first break I've had since I bought the farm.
Well, you had to get lucky sometime.
Wasn't luck, hard work.
I know. I'm proud of the way you kept your nose to the rhinestone.
The rhinestone? Yeah. Look, please get out of the car. I've got to get into Drucker's and buy some bushel baskets for the pickers.
What about my driving's lessons?
Later.
Always later.
Lisa, why don't you go into the house and study the motor vehicle code?
That's a dull way to spend the afternoon.
Well, I'll be back in a little while.
That isn't going to make things any brighter.
Mr. Haney, I'm in a hurry.
Oh, don't let me stop you.
Would you mind moving your truck?
Oh, are you going in that direction?
Yes, I'm going in that direction. I have to go to Drucker's and buy some book.
What kind of book are you interested in?
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not telling you what I need.
I thought you went into Drucker's to buy your bushel baskets.
Oh, you...
Thanks, Ep. You're entitled to the usual commission.
There won't be any commission because I'm not buying them from you.
You will when I show you my line of superior merchandise. Now, just take a look at these. These baskets are made out of strips of genuine birch bark, which have been reclaimed from old Indian canoes as part of a conservation program instituted by the Cherokee Nation.
Of all the...
It's their way of saying thank you to General Custer for being such a good loser.
That's the...
Now, with these baskets, you can double your yield. For every bushel of apples you pick, you can fill two of these baskets.
How can you do that?
They have false bottoms. You see, these were originally made for smuggling marijuana in from Tijuana. Unfortunately, the smuggler made a slight mistake. He put the tomatoes under the false bottom and the marijuana on top. But I'm sure you wouldn't make a mistake like that.
The only mistake I could make is to buy those baskets from you.
I have a complete line of picking supplies. Would you be interested in some mahogany-plated picking ladders?
Nothing. Just move your truck.
How about a large button for your lapel saying, I'm rich, rich, rich?
All right, Mr. Haney. Now you move that out of here. Lisa.
I'm ready for my lesson.
Oh, not now.
You said when you come back from Drucker's.
I haven't been to Drucker's yet.
Have you got anything to prove it?
Out.
Believe me, this is the last time I ever live with a married man.
About 250 bushel baskets, Sam.
You must have a lot of apples, Fred.
Best crop in years.
Anything else?
Nope. You don't need no jelly beans, Arnold. Well, you know they always give you heartburn.
I didn't know pigs got heartburn.
Well, Arnold'll do anything to be one of the crowd.
Well, if you don't need anything else...
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, morning, Mr. Douglas.
What does he want?
He wants to know if you'll buy him some jelly beans.
Why should I buy him any jelly beans?
He says because you're rich, rich, rich.
I hear you sold your apple crop, Mr. Douglas.
Yes, I did.
Beginner's luck.
It's not beginner's... I am not buying... Tell him I am not buying him any jelly beans.
That ain't what he asked you. He wants to know what you take for heartburn.
Mr. Drucker, I'd like to order some bushel baskets.
How many?
Well, I've got over 100 trees.
Give him about 8.
What do you mean, 8?
I hear you're giving Mrs. Douglas driving lessons.
Yeah, about the baskets now.
You know, I always think it's a mistake for a husband to teach his wife to drive. Breaks up a lot of marriages.
Well, if I'd have known that, I'd have taught Doris how to drive.
Who did teach her?
Arnold did.
How could he?
Well, simple. You see, my car's got an automatic transmission.
Oh, for the love of...
How many baskets did you want, Mr. Douglas?
Well, I think I should have about 100, and if I need more, I'll come by later.
Oh, by the way, have you arranged for your pickers yet?
No, who do I see about that?
Hank Gimble.
Mr. Gimble? Mr. Gimble?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know this was your office.
Mr. Gimble?
Yes?
How did you get in here?
Oh, through a secret entrance. I came through the bottom drawer of the file cabinet.
I'd like to see you do that.
Then it wouldn't be a secret.
Oh. Look, Mr. Kimball, I need some apple pickers.
What for?
To pick apples.
Oh, those kind of apple pickers. Thought you meant the kind that, I guess that's the only kind there is. How many pickers will you need?
Well, you've seen my orchard.
Oh, yes. You need about half a picker.
I'll need about 20.
Well, let me make a note of that. Do you have a pencil?
Yes.
Then you make a note of it. Now, what kind of apple pickers do you need? Winesap pickers, Macintosh pickers, or Pippin pickers?
Are you trying to tell me there are different pickers for different kinds of apples?
Oh, yes. We're living in an age of specialization. I mean, no longer do you take your dirigible into an automobile mechanic to have it repaired. You take it to a dirigible mechanic.
Fine, I'll remember that. Now, will you please help me?
Well, of course. What seems to be wrong with your dirigible?
Mr. Kimball, the apple pickers...
Oh, well, I keep a file of apple pickers right here. Ah, let's see. Well, I can get you Peter Piper. No, Peter Piper's busy picking pickled peppers.
I'm gonna...
Hey, how about Sally Simpson? Oh, Sally Simpson's selling seashells by the seashore.
I don't care what Sally Simpson's shilling.
Sally Simpson's selling.
Mr. Kimball, just get me 20 apple pickers for next Wednesday. The door's locked.
Oh, well, I guess you have to use the bottom drawer of the file cabinet.
I'm ready for my lesson.
No, Lisa, not now.
Well, you promised.
Look, I just came back from my checkbook. I've got to go up to Pixley and arrange for a truck to bring my apples in.
I'll drive you there.
No.
Can I go with you and watch you drive?
Fine.
What's that?
Well, that's the turn indicator.
What do you use that for?
If you want to make a right-hand turn, you push it up. If you want to make a left-hand turn, you pull it down.
Then the car turns by itself?
No, you turn it.
I thought it was against the law to do a U-turn.
Will you please...
What's that button?
That's to put the top up.
Up where?
Up... will you move over and be quiet?
Why do you keep your foot on that thing?
Oh, that's the grass pedal. A gas pedal.
What does that do?
That's how you control the speed of the car, with the pressure of your foot.
Oh. How much pressure do you keep on your foot?
28 pounds in the left foot and 39 in the right foot.
Oh. What's that thing for?
Lisa, will you please be quiet?
Yes, sir. Do you know you have a nervous twitch?
Well, I didn't have it when we started out.
Your windshield is dirty.
Yes, I know.
Do you want me to clean it for you?
No. I'll tell you what I want you to do.
Oliver, I can't learn to drive sitting back here.
Would you like me to put you in the trunk?
You wouldn't do that.
Don't tempt me.
You're twitching again.
Lisa, if you don't...
If you would just let me drive a little.
If I were to let you, would you be quiet?
Yes, sir.
All right, Lisa, now this looks like a safe place. There's no traffic. I'm gonna let you drive for a few hundred feet. You know how to start the car?
Yes.
All right. What do you do first?
I fascinate my seatbelt.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
I turn the key.
Mm-hmm. And that's your stuff.
Now what?
As soon as I get in, I'll show you.
Hey, look out! Sheriff's car!
Must have been doing 90 miles an hour
when she plowed into me.
90 miles an hour from a standing start?
You were drag racing? That's against the law, son.
I wasn't.
Don't interrupt me, boy. May I see your license, ma'am?
What do I need a license for? I don't know how to drive.
You don't know how? But she was just learning.
Don't sass the deputy, son. May I see your learner's permit, ma'am?
What does it look like?
It's a little white card. With...
Well, I don't have one of those.
Lady, don't you all know it's against the law to operate a motor vehicle without a learner's permit or a license?
Is that true?
What are you asking him for?
He ought to know more about it than you do. He's a lawyer.
Oh, one of them radicals. Let me see your license, boy.
There you are.
This is expired.
Expired?
That means it's no good anymore.
I know what it means.
Then why were you driving with it?
Lisa.
You always have that twitch, boy?
I don't... Look, Sheriff, I wasn't aware that my license wasn't valid. It's an honest mistake. I'll get a new license in Pixley.
How are you going to get to Pixley, boy?
Drive.
Without a license?
Well, how can I get to Pixley to get a license if I can't drive to Pixley to get it?
I suggest you all get somebody to do your driving for you.
Hi, everybody. Well, not everybody.
Hear what happened to Mr. Douglas? They took away his license for backing into a police car.
They didn't. Go to work.
Yes, sir.
No, not you, Eb. What about my apple pickers?
Oh, that's what I come over to talk to you about. Say, do you always have that twitch?
I don't have a twitch.
You don't have any apple pickers either.
What?
He said you don't have any apple pickers either.
Why not?
Because there aren't any around.
Well, where are they?
Where are who?
The apple pickers.
There aren't any around.
What happened to them?
Oh, they all flew south for the winter. No, that was the sparrows that flew south. The apple pickers went west. No, that was Horace Greeley.
Mr. Kimball.
Oh, I know. The apple pickers went north to pick strawberries. And they get more money.
Who is going to pick the apples?
Who is going to give me driving lesson?
Lisa, please, if I don't get those apples picked and deliver them to Collins, I'll lose the whole deal. And every one of you fellas will lose your deal, too.
Well, what can we do about it?
Well, there must be apple pickers somewhere.
There are.
Where?
Up north, picking strawberries.
Oh, you...
That's what Mr. Kimball said.
I guess that's the end of our apple crop.
Wait a second. That's no attitude. What kind of a farmer are you?
A beaten one.
Look, in the old days, farmers helped one another. If a man's barn burned down, his neighbors helped him build a new one.
Well, good. I can use a new barn.
I'm not talking about barns. I'm talking about apples.
Why would they want to build a new apple?
What I meant was that we're all in trouble, and we can help each other. You fellas come over to my place, help me pick my apples. Then we'll all go over to Fred's place, help him pick his apples.
Just a second. Why should we go over to your place first?
I don't care whose place we go to first.
Fine. Then you can all come over to my place first.
Hold it, fellas. There's a simple way to settle all this. Why don't we just put everybody's name in a hat and draw them out, and that'll settle the picking order.
All right, fine. Here, use my hat.
Why should we use your hat?
Oh, for the... It don't make no difference whose hat we use. Just write out your names and give them to me.
Why can't you give me a driving lesson today?
I told you. We're starting to pick apples at Ben Miller's today.
Why are they starting there?
Because they picked his name out of the hat first.
What's a hat first? What about your name?
They drew it out of the hat last.
What's a hat last?
I'll be back in time for supper.
Then will you give me my driving lesson?
I'll be too tired.
Then why did I get my learner's permit?
Because you can't drive without it.
Well, I can't drive with it.
Bye, Lisa.
Phew.
There we are.
does it. Thank you, fellas. Sure glad we all through picking everybody's fruit.
We're not through. You still have to come over to my place tomorrow.
Oh, we'll be there.
All right. See you all tomorrow, 7 a.m.
Oliver, how many sandwiches will you need?
There are about 20 men coming over, so you better make about 40 sandwiches.
Yes, sir. That's one. Oliver, I don't think we're going to have enough bread.
Did you ever think of slicing the bread thinner?
Well, then we won't have enough cheese.
Lisa, just bring the bread and the cheese out later and we'll make our own sandwiches.
Mr. Kimball's out in the orchard.
Oh, they're beginning to arrive.
Well, hi, Mr. Kimball.
Morning, Mr. Douglas.
Ready to pick apples?
Nope.
What do you mean?
Well, I won't be able to help you today. The chief sent me up to the state capitol on official business. Or is it the county seat? Or is it unofficial business? Well, whatever it is, you'll have to get along without me.
Well, that's all right. There'll be enough fellas here to pick.
At least two.
Two?
Yeah, you and Eb.
What about the rest of the men?
Well, I'll read you the sick list. Yeah, Fred can't get out of bed. He threw his sacro out of his iliac. And new collie's arm stiffened this way from reaching for apples. And Ben Miller's got the stoops.
The stoops?
Yeah, from picking up baskets. Oh, Sam's got leg cramps. And Harvey Reeler's got a big splinter in his, well, you remember when he slid down the ladder yesterday. Yeah, there are also six assorted sprains and one divorce.
Divorce?
Yeah, Percy Martin's wife ran off with the phone man while Percy was picking apples.
Oh, for the love.
But they all wanted me to tell you how much they appreciated your suggestion and your help. Yeah, boy, without you, their apples will be rotten on the trees. Yeah, like yours will be. Well, I gotta be running along.
Now what are we gonna do?
We're gonna pick apples.
Just the two of us?
Yes, let's get to work.
When do you have to get your crop to Mr. Collins?
In 2 days.
Huh. You wanna know something? You ain't gonna make it.
Look, Eb.
It's taken us nearly 3 hours to pick 3 baskets and a half basket.
We'll just have to work a little harder.
Oh, I'm hungry. I wish Miss Douglas would bring the sandwiches. Douglas, let's face it. We're never gonna make it.
Yeah, Fred, you're right. This is my first chance to make a real killing.
Ain't there some automatic way to pick them?
Well, out west, they got a machine for picking oranges.
How do they work?
Well, the machine grabs a tree trunk and shakes it, and then they have a big canvas spread around the trunk that catches the oranges.
Don't they have one for apples? I think your wife just invented one.
How did you do on the apples?
We cleared $1,200.
That's wonderful.
Well, there were a few small deductions.
Like what?
$580 for repairing a patrol car. $320 for repairing the rear end of our car.
Well, that still leaves...
No, I'm not through yet. There were a few assorted fines we had to pay. Speeding, reckless driving, driving without a license, driving without a learner's permit, court costs.
How much did we make?
We lost $12.80.
That isn't too bad.
Well, no, it's not.
I got some other good news for you.
What's that?
I decided to give up driving. Here are your keys.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Where's the car?
Sticking out of the side of the barn.
Uh-huh. Filmways presentation, darling.